What the Cluck, episode 80. This week, we're going to talk all about bedding for your chicken coops. Hi there, and welcome to this episode of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Maya from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we are going to get down and dirty about bedding for your coop. This is going to be very exciting, perhaps a little controversial, but we don't shy away from controversy on this podcast, do we? Now, before we get started, this podcast is sponsored by Manipur Poultry, and I've partnered with Manipur because I believe that their products are the best on the market. Now, this week's episode is all about bedding for your coop and keeping your coop clean. We're going to get all into that. And Manipur has a wonderful product called Coop and Compost, which is an all-natural way, it's an all-natural product, to reduce odors in your chicken coop. Obviously, when you are trying to keep your chickens healthy, providing a clean living environment is optimal, and Manipur's Coop and Compost will help you do just that. So the next time you're in a feed store and you're not really sure what to do to get rid of all that stinky, smelly mess in your chicken coop, go ahead and grab a bottle of Manipur's Coop and Compost. You can go ahead and catch up with Manipur on their website at www.manipur.com. All right, guys, let's get into this episode, which is all about what kind of bedding to use in your chicken coop. And this is a very interestingly controversial subject amongst chicken owners. I have been reading lots of articles this week on it and seeing lots of interesting ideas. And I thought that for better or for worse, I would throw my two cents into the argument. And as you can probably imagine, I have fairly strong opinions about this, and I also have, you know, some sort of middle-of-the-road responses. I think it's very, very interesting how emotional people get about something as sort of simple as chicken coop bedding. It's not something that we worry too much about here, and I'll probably go into why in this episode, obviously. But, you know, the basic takeaway from all of this, we're going to get into the different bedding choices. There's, what, six bedding choices, seven bedding choices I have on my list here. And we're going to get into each one of those pretty in depth, but the main takeaway, I'm going to say this right now at the beginning of the episode, the main takeaway I want you to walk away with is that no matter what bedding you choose, and we're going to talk about good aspects and bad aspects, we're not going to pick one over the other, I will tell you what we use, but the main point here is that no matter what bedding you choose, if you do not clean your chicken coop regularly, it doesn't matter what bedding you use, okay? Your coop's going to be nasty, it's going to be smelly, it's going to harbor disease, it's going to harbor, you know, mites. You're going to have all sorts of problems. It's going to have mold in it. So regardless of what bedding you use, if you are not cleaning your coop regularly, it doesn't matter what bedding you use, okay? So that's the main takeaway from this. And it's really interesting to see people argue over the benefits of this bedding or that bedding, who's right, who's wrong, because it seems like the main concern that all these different people who are having this argument out there are concerned about is they're concerned about things like mold and bedding getting very moldy and getting trampled down or bedding harboring bacteria. And the bottom line is that if you're not cleaning your coop regularly, I kind of have to wonder, you know, what goes on in these coops, because if everyone's so worried about mold and bacteria and you know, bedding harboring mold, because if you're cleaning your coop regularly, if you're cleaning your coop weekly or even every 2 weeks, it's not as likely to hold as much mold as, you know, if you're not cleaning it. It's you know, regardless of the bedding, it's not going to really hold mold and moisture the same way as if you'd never ever clean it. There's also some argument out there that bedding should be very simple because if it turns into this huge job, then nobody's going to want to clean their coop. If you're cleaning your coop every week, it shouldn't turn into a big job. So that's just sort of my two cents, you know, from kind of looking at all the different things going on out there. And the other really interesting thing, and I noticed this with animal groups in general, and I don't mean just chicken people, I also mean, you know, horse people, goat people, dog people, cat people, any group that deals with animals, it's really interesting because what they end up doing is assigning a moral value to very innocuous choices. And they're going to say, it's not innocuous, what are you talking about, stupid frugal chicken lady? But really, they are sort of innocuous choices. And it's really interesting that as a society, we've decided to assign a moral value to whether or not someone agrees with our innocuous choices. So going into this discussion, I want to state that we're not assigning moral values to whether you choose to use sand or shavings or straw or hay or whatever in your coop. We're not assigning a moral value to that. You're not a good person if you pick one, and you're not a bad person if you pick another. We're not doing that today. What we are doing is having just a very middle of the road rundown of your bedding choices, what the good is, what the bad is, and you can go home to your own chicken coop and decide what works for you. And I think that's why a lot of people like my blog, because I'm not sitting around assigning moral values to anything. I'm just telling you the straight poop on what this stuff is, and you can decide for yourself what works best for you, okay? So the bedding choices we're going to discuss today are straw, hay, shavings, which include small shavings and large shavings, sawdust, dirt, sand, compost, and then newspaper. We're going to touch briefly on newspaper. I don't have a lot to say about it, but we're going to touch briefly on it. So first, let's dive into straw. Now, there's a group out there that says that you're a terrible, horrible chicken owner if you use straw. That's really interesting. As you know, we've discussed, we don't assign moral values here. So straw is an option. We actually do use straw for no reason other than it's readily available. It's clean. It's dry. Some people say it harbors disease. It can harbor bugs. It can harbor mold. It gets squished easily, therefore harboring more mold. It can harbor moisture. There's an argument out there that it's not absorbent, that it harbors mites. So that's sort of the good and the bad about straw. Now, people, we are chicken owners and we're also large animal owners. What this means is that we have a lot of large animal births on our property and we do it in straw. So the interesting argument that straw is not clean and that it harbors moisture and stuff like that, when you have cleaned up horse placenta and when you've cleaned up pig placenta out of a stall and the stall has been, you know, lined with straw, you get a very good sense of whether straw is a good bedding choice. And I can tell you from experience, having used it in chicken coops, having used it in horse stalls, having used it in pig stalls, and having cleaned up placenta and large animal stalls from it, that it actually works very, very well. As far as it not being absorbent, it's not being clean, it's not being a good choice to reduce moisture, I disagree with that. Now, there is the question about whether or not it can harbor mites and other bugs and diseases. And the truth of the matter is that I think any bedding out there is going to harbor something. It's that simple. So yes, straw can get moldy. It can harbor mites. However, if you're cleaning your coop regularly, that's not so much of an issue. You can use things like peppermint essential oil or other, you know, diatomaceous earth in your coops in order to reduce the amount of mites in there. There are options for that. So I think straw is a perfectly, you know, reasonable choice. Like I said, we use it. And if you want to use it, go ahead. If you don't want to, if it doesn't work for you, then that's fine too. Now, next on our list is hay. Now, the issue with hay is that it can harbor mold more than straw. Straw is drier. It's very, very dry. It's made, you know, traditionally, usually it's made from wheat. It's wheat straw. So what happens is as the wheat plants produce seeds, the, you know, the stalks get dry, and that's what actually makes up straw. Hay, on the other hand, is grass. So it's dried grass, and it's dried grass that's not totally dry. So there is some moisture content to it. So hay can do all the things that straw does, where, you know, it can harbor mold and bacteria and mites and all that sort of stuff. It is more likely to mold. So of these choices between straw and hay, we go for straw. I have gone with hay in the past when it's been more readily available. For example, if we have a bale that's not adequate for horses, but it works well for, you know, a week in the chicken coop. But again, if you are using hay and you're cleaning your coop regularly, you are a lot less likely to run into issues of like respiratory diseases and issues of like mites and stuff like that, okay? Again, the key here is consistent cleaning. Now, third on our list are shavings. Now, the issue with shavings are very clean. They are absorbent. If it gets wet, you should, again, pull those shavings out and replace them with dry shavings. You definitely do not want to let wet shavings linger even really for a week because it can produce mold and it can produce stinkiness. But shavings also, you run into a couple issues. You run into issues, especially with smaller shavings, of dust. And that dust can cause respiratory diseases, especially if you are using it in a closed coop situation. And especially if you're doing things like tossing it consistently to reduce the smell and reduce the mold and just clean up whatever poop might be in there. If you are tossing it consistently, then you can run into issues of respiratory diseases. Large shavings, you're not as likely to run into those. You know, I found in my experience that large shavings are not as good at absorbing as small shavings are. But some people do prefer large shavings. The other issue with shavings is that your chickens can eat them. They can consume them. They can cause a crop impaction. That is an issue. That's also, people say that about straw as well. That can also happen with hay. It can happen with pretty much anything out there. But with shavings, and especially if your chickens eat it, I'm not sure why a chicken would eat it, but if they do, it can actually cause crop impaction. So that's just something to think about. But shavings are simple to use. You can just, you know, pull them out every week. They tend to be cheap, so that's an advantage. They may or may not harbor, you know, bacteria or mold in them, or, you know, bugs, right? I really think anything on our list here can harbor any of those things. Let's just sort of get that out in the open. But shavings are an option. Now, the next one, though, is sawdust. Sawdust, because it's very, very dusty, it can cause issues with like respiratory diseases. And if they eat it, it can cause crop infection as well. You're more likely to run into issues of respiratory diseases with sawdust. So that's just something to keep in mind when you're trying to figure out what bedding to use in your coop. You know, shavings are a good option. They're an option that a lot of people choose and a lot of people like them. They will absorb the manure. They will absorb the pee, but they will also get moldy if you're not, you know, on top of it. But again, we're all cleaning out our coop every week, right? Sawdust, you are more likely to run into some respiratory issues. So just something else to keep in mind. Now, another option that I see people going for consistently is dirt. And these are people who don't use any shavings or any sort of bedding at all in their coops. That is an option. We have gone with that option in the past. I will freely admit it. The problem with dirt is that, one, it can smell very quickly, very easily, because there's nothing absorbing in it. If your coop happens to have some sort of leak in it, or it's just like the run that has dirt in it, the issue with that is that it can smell, it can get wet, it can harbor moisture. So that is an issue when it comes to dirt. The other problem is that because there's no way to sort of absorb the manure, it can harbor more pathogens such as, you know, Campylobacter, Salmonella, E. coli, you know, that's sort of the run-of-the-mill pathogens that can occur in a chicken's gut. It can harbor them because there's nothing to absorb it. So, you know, that's the advantage, one of the advantages to allowing your chickens to free range. They're less likely to, you know, have problems with that because they're free ranging. They're not in their manure all the time. Now, theoretically, dirt can also cause some sort of crop impaction if your chickens are eating their feet off the ground. That's a little bit less likely to happen than it would with something like hay or sawdust. So just something to keep in mind. But the big issue with dirt is that it can harbor pathogens, and it's going to smell. As it gets wet, as they pee and they poop, it's going to smell, and that's just not good. So that's the big issue with dirt. Dirt also, like I said, is an absorbent, and so it's never going to, I mean, it is somewhat absorbent, I guess, because it's earth, but the rate that chickens poop and pee, you know, it's not going to absorb their manure very well, and that's going to build up, and it's going to harbor moisture. Now, especially if you are using it inside your coop, and your coop is a closed environment, it's going to harbor moisture. The thing about all of these is that people, you know, when people say that, oh, it harbors moisture, this, that, and the other thing, that's predicated on your coop not having adequate ventilation. If you're using straw, if you're using hay, if you're using shavings, and this goes a little bit less for sawdust, but if you're using those things and your coop has adequate ventilation, let's say it's summer and the doors are open for the day, you close them at night, but they're open for the day, adequate ventilation is really going to reduce that moisture level. For sawdust, it's not going to reduce the amount of dustiness in sawdust, but for the other bedding I just mentioned, you know, the amount of stuff, particles in the air, is really going to be reduced if you have adequate ventilation. And that's why it's really important to make sure that you have windows in your coop. You have the door open for the majority of the day. They're allowed to go outside. As they go outside, you know, let's say they breathe a little bit too much in the morning, you know, before you open up the coop door. As they're going outside, as they're getting fresh air, as they're going out and they're enjoying being a chicken, that the overall impact of that is reduced simply because they're breathing fresh air. So just something to keep in mind. Now, the next thing on our list is sand. And sand for some reason seems to be this very controversial subject in the chicken world. But let's just go ahead and cover it. Now, people who use sand say that it doesn't harbor bacteria and it doesn't smell. It's very easy to clean. So that's the reason why a lot of people use sand. We don't personally use sand. I don't personally have anything against sand. I personally probably would not use it. And the reason why is because I would be concerned about the smell factor. And also the fact that it seems a little bit like almost like kitty litter to me, where you're constantly having to lift stuff up. I'm not sure how absorbent sand is going to be, especially in our area where it's extremely humid. It rains a lot. So I'm not sure. And we have very sandy soil anyways. Like, let's just be honest here. In our area, it's pretty sandy. So we already kind of have sand in our coops if we're using dirt, for example. And in my experience, it kind of gets mucky kind of quickly. But that being said, in your area, if sand works, go for it. Now, those are some of the things that people say that is great about sand, which is that it doesn't harbor the bacteria and it doesn't smell. On the other hand, people who are against sand say things like it cause crop impactions, it can be dusty, which sand can be dusty. We all know that. We've all been at the beach, got in our car, and like it gets in your car and you can't get it out. It kind of gets everywhere. So sand can be dusty. It's said to harbor E. coli, and that's actually a very commonly known thing. There's been a lot of studies that have shown that sand can harbor bad pathogens such as E. coli. So that is something to keep in mind. Chickens already have a certain amount of E. coli in their gut anyways, so I almost, you know, think why introduce more of it. But honestly, guys, anything out there can harbor E. coli. Like, shavings can, sand can, straw can. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of out there anyways. It can also cause respiratory diseases. Like we said, it can be kind of dusty. As they inhale it, it can cause respiratory diseases. But so can things like diatomaceous earth, sawdust, shavings, hay, mold. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there that can cause respiratory diseases. It can also cause things like coccidiosis, and it can harbor mites. But like we said, so can straw, so can shavings. So, you know, really, it kind of seems like almost you're taking your chance with any bedding out there. So that's why my firm opinion is just pick one, do what works for you. But that seems to be what the issue with sand is. So there's good there, there's bad there. Some people swear by it, and then some people think it's the devil. So take it for what you want to. Now, the next thing on our list is compost. I don't really recommend compost as bedding. A lot of people like to put it into their coops because the chickens can sort through it, they can peck through it, especially if chickens are cooped all the time. You know, there's boredom sets in, compost can kind of alleviate that boredom. So compost is an option. Like I said, I don't recommend it for bedding. If you're using it short term to, you know, give your chicken something to do, it's, you know, a good idea, or it's an option, let's put it that way. It can harbor, obviously it's going to harbor microbes because that's what compost is. So it can harbor pathogens, it can harbor nasty things, just like anything else on this list. But because compost is not necessarily absorbent, because it's not really clean, so to speak, you know, it's not a good option for bedding, right? Now, the last on our list is newspaper, and what I mean by this is shredded newspaper. There's some beddings out there that basically is like shredded paper, shredded newspaper. This is an option. If you are going to clean your coop consistently, it's a good option. It is absorbent. It doesn't have any dust in it. It can be expensive. That is one thing to keep in mind. It does tend to be more expensive, and if it's actual newspaper with like ink printed on it, then that might be an issue. If it's like newspaper, meaning just like the type of paper, that's different. But if it's actually got, you know, ink printed on it, that probably would concern me a little bit, just because, you know, you don't want chickens eating that, right? So, you know, newspaper is an option. It's not a common option. It's not probably one I would personally use, simply because It's less absorbent than other options on our list, and it tends to be more expensive. But again, if you clean your coop up regularly and you want to go that direction, then go that direction. So those are the bedding options. I've tried to be sort of very middle of the road about it and just kind of give you the straight poop on your options and the good and the bad. But again, the takeaway from this episode is that regardless of the bedding that you choose, if you are not cleaning your coop consistently, it doesn't matter what bedding you choose. Your coop is still going to be nasty. It's still going to harbor pathogens. It's still going to harbor everything underneath the sun, okay? So regardless of what bedding you use, and we're not assigning a moral value to whichever bedding you choose, okay? Whatever you choose is your business, and I'm not going to come to your house and tell you you're doing it wrong. We're not assigning moral values today. What we are doing is saying, though, that regardless of the bedding you choose, if you do not clean your coop, it's going to be nasty no matter what you use. And your chickens are going to have an unhealthy living environment no matter what you use, okay? So that is the end of our episode. I hope you've enjoyed it and that it's giving you something to laugh at and something to think about. Now, I do want to encourage you to go ahead and grab my book, Chickens Naturally Raising a Sustainable Flock. It is available now on the blog at thefrugalchicken.com/chickenbook. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.